There we are. Oh, just breathe that in for a moment. Beautifully sung and played, and now centering into us. There we are. Present with the divine. For a moment, I'm going to talk about the gift of the palms. And as David shared, those are spread on the road as Jesus comes into Jerusalem, into Jerusalem, the habitation of peace. And picture that dusty road that he would have been walking in on. And then with the laying of the green palms, it symbolizes blessing, it symbolizes hope, it symbolizes the very greening of earth and of life. And it is a reminder that wherever you are is holy ground. The ground beneath him as the week unfolds changes dramatically. But the image of the palms, of when we are really seeing rightly ourselves and one another, it is as though the divine has placed soft green on the dusty path of life for us and with us. The palms are beautiful symbology with their green in the midst of the desert. This is the beginning of Holy Week. And during this week, he will walk a path, as we do in our lives, filled with a myriad of experiences. And to remember that God places palms on the ground in front of us. And we can place those palms for ourselves with prayer and for one another with acts of kindness. And make this journey so much more sacred and holy, however light or dark it may be. During Holy Week, Jesus was celebrated and then condemned. He was in the crowds as he came into town, and then he's in the upper room of higher consciousness with his inner circle. And we always pictured the disciples, but it was a far bigger inner circle than that, that was inclusive and included women. And so he gathers this circle of close beings as part of this. And then, right after this experience, comes a betrayal, comes time in the world, with the crowds, with his disciples, and then time alone in the garden, just with God, where he processes, just as we do when we go through challenges. He walked the path of his soul journey authentically, seeking to be profoundly present in each moment, and this we can do as well on our paths of life. We can draw on inner strength and realize we're in a habitation of peace, but that comes through us and our choices. And so I invite you now to just settle in for a moment and bring you exactly as you are into this moment, your life exactly as it is. And allow yourself to be profoundly present. Know that where you stand is holy ground, that you are in a sacred unfolding of your soul. Feel the gift of the symbology of the palm meeting you right where you are, with a living example of a master way shower of how to live in faith and how to live in love and how to live in peace, no matter what the world brings. And so open now to settle in at depth and receive blessing that makes a way for you. What I know is that this blessing will begin as soon as you set out. That this blessing will meet you in every step. That it is gladly bound to you and cannot do without you. That you are part of the path this blessing makes. That it creates a way not only for you, but through you and in you. That it finds its road as you find yours. I can hardly fathom how it is that this blessing is already waiting for you, even as you fashion it step by faltering step. But there it is, in all its wending mystery. So may you meet it with courage. May you enter it with clarity. May you walk it with wisdom. May you travel it with joy. May you come to it not as one buffeted by chance, but as one who has chosen, uncertain perhaps, unready perhaps, but this path, this one, with abandon, this. And to incorporate and embody this blessing of the palm, this blessing that makes a way for you, we will now chant, "May the blessings of God rest upon me, for it begins within us. You, those whose lives we touch, and then us, all of humanity, may the blessings of God."
May the blessings of God rest upon me. May the peace abide in me. May God's presence illuminate my heart now and forevermore. May the blessings of God rest upon me.
And now the gift of the bread of communion. I love the word communion. Come union. I'll do that in a minute. So come union. Come into union. Come into connection with the divine at the center of your being. Come into connection with those who your path crosses, who you know and love, and the stranger who is an opportunity to know and to love in a new way. An openness to receive this gift of communing with yourself, the divine, others, and our shared world. We live in a time where we're more aware than ever before in all of human history how interwoven we are, how something that happens all the way across the globe, just 100 years ago, we might not have even known was taking place. It's not by accident that we're more connected and more aware. We are in a spiritual time of evolution. We are in an upper room where we are shifting from Homo sapiens, where we're experiencing life as humanity and connected and watching the outer world, to Homo universalis, where we see the divine in everything. And so for me, the communion elements are just amazing symbols of that shift and that presence into light and love and peace and new possibilities. It was done in the upper room, and as I shared, it wasn't just the male disciples, it was the inner circle of his dear followers. Mary, Mother Mary, would be there. Mary Magdalene, I believe, was there, having seen the beautiful piece of art of the Last Supper by Da Vinci. Seeing it in an image in a book, I felt like, oh, hidden in plain sight, Magdalene. Seeing it for real, there is no doubt of the energy that is there. And he did a foot washing first to prepare them as an act of humility and love and kindness. I think it was just as the palms turned the dusty road green, as he washed their feet, he was saying, may each step you take be blessed. Remember who you are. Consciously live your life. And then he shared communion. And one of the things I loved is that everyone was included, including Judas. And it's Jesus who kisses Judas and says, go, you must do what you must do. Go do it. Aware. In the early church, there were those who followed the gospel of Judas that was discovered about 7 or 8 years ago, where he too was honored for his part. In our world of judgment, we have to have somebody be the bad guy. He wasn't. He was part of the divine drama and had the courage to do his part, however difficult it was. And I love the fact that not only was everyone included with love and welcome, the very elements themselves, the bread and the wine, were elements that everyone would have had access to. So many would have thought, oh, well, this is a high holy event, so you'd have to have specially consecrated wine, and you'd have to have special gold platters to serve it on, and all this outer fanciness, and isn't this big? He knew the true beauty lay in our humanity as well as our divinity and in the everyday elements of life. The bread represents universal substance. It's our physical bodies. And it comes through a process. It starts with a grain of wheat, it grows, it's harvested, it's milled and sifted and kneaded and then baked in a fiery oven to turn into a loaf of bread. How often we forget the beauty of the evolution of nature to create things that we can co-create with that divine natural energy and elements. And so he consciously chose things that would be available for anyone at any level of society. And he reminds us with this that for all of us, The beauty of our ordinary lives is something we need to remember and honor. The little things we do each day can be the big things. Cynthia Bourgeau says Jesus was intent on creating a living connection, an open channel that would allow him to remain in communion across energetic realms with the hearts of his beloved. In the scripture, I in you and you in me, so we may be one. And so the bread is that physical part of ourselves. It's our embodiment. And it's something to be honored and celebrated. And so I invite you now to settle in as we receive the gift of the communion bread, its meaning for each of us. The blessing of the ordinary. Let these words lay themselves like a blessing upon your head and your shoulders, as if like hands they could pass on to you what you most need for this day, as if they could anoint you not merely for the path ahead, but for this ordinary moment that opens itself to you. Opens itself like another hand that unfurls itself, that reaches out to gather these words in the bowl of its palm. You may think this blessing lives within these words, but I tell you, it lives in the opening and in the reaching. It lives in this ache where this blessing begins. It lives in the hollow made by the place where the hands of this blessing meet.